on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a scam designed to infect people with a crippling sense of guilt that can only be absolved through the purchase of consumer products, very specific products, each of which may be found at any gas station's mini mart between the permanently warmed burritos and the highway maps. And should that deeply romantic merchandise go unpurchased, or even just lack an implied punctuality, this holiday spirit, i.e. guilt, is programmed to automatically mature into shame. The celebration of this sort of market slavery is thus reserved for the saddest couples ever bound by circumstance. Adults with rewarding relationships do not need a designated calendar day to acutely emancipate themselves from the crushing fate of their condition, especially with cards, flowers, and confectionery. The flowers strike me as the most ludicrous. Why not just rake leaves into a pile, put that pile into a sack, and then give that sack to your partner? It's exactly as practical, slightly less frivolous. The only reason our species is inclined to find flowers attractive is because they were once ecological markers for successful foraging. Where you found flowers, you found sustenance. The soil host of something flowering was likely the same host to something edible, a root, vegetable, whatever. Botany is thus beautiful when it has a biological utility. In the paraphrased words of Michael Pollan, who has perhaps illustrated this phenomenon best, you need some sort of advantage to beat the birds to the berries. And in our case, it's clearly not locomotive. But having pleasure centers in our brains designed to assist the memorization of our topography seems to have done the trick, evidenced by our overfed existence today. However, this is something we should be able to appreciate organically and passively, that we're called to exploit it annually in order to resuscitate sad, dead relationships for a single evening is weird. That we obey this call is barbaric. Think about what it is that we're actually doing. We take shears to a living thing, split its body in half, remove that severed body from its habitat, and put its lifeless, already rotting form on display for admirers, just until the perfume and visible wilt of its death divest it of its cosmetic appeal. Then we unceremoniously shove it into a garbage bag. That this celebration is a necessary prerequisite to copulation for too many couples is gross. It's botanical barbarism, if you will indulge me the phrase coinage. And at its core, this is what it means to be an American Valentine. The addition of a lovable cereal mascot named Cupid does not disguise or alter its underlying nature. It makes it no less demeaning, disgusting, or pathetic. So, this next February, when your sad copulatory racket demands its annual pay, just buy the burrito and the map. I promise it will make you a better person. CourtneyJensen.com